Inside Mac.
For Tuesday, August 1st, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com. This is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are the headlines for today. More networks are now available on iTunes. The iPod still tops the digital media player market. Arnold gives the UK Prime Minister a California keepsake. And something new for wine connoisseurs. Turner Broadcasting System knows a good thing when they see it. For the past 3 months, Cartoon Network's Adult Swim has offered a free video podcast on iTunes, and it has become one of the most popular downloads on this service. So TBS and Apple reach an agreement to begin offering hit programming from CNN, Adult Swim, and Cartoon Network for purchase and downloads on iTunes. The new content features Cartoon Network's Johnny Bravo, which is very funny, Adult Swim, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, and original episodes of the award-winning documentary series CNN Presents. They're all available for viewing on a computer or an iPod. According to our sponsor, Mac Minute, in addition to this new effort, CNN has been offering original podcasts as well as Late Edition with Wolf Blitzer and reliable sources to iTunes users for free for just over a month. iPods are continuing to fly off the shelves as fast as Apple and its manufacturing partners can make them, despite the fact that iPod hasn't changed much in almost a year. Analysts and trend watchers are saying that this success reflects that the iPod market isn't as focused on recent product updates as much as it is on having a product that just works. According to Macworld UK, the lack of activity hasn't affected sales at all. And earlier this month, Apple reported it had shipped 8.1 million iPods during its fiscal third quarter. Analysts are saying that the iPod may have transcended the traditional market that Apple and other technology products typically reach. With nearly 60 million units shipped, the device has crossed over from the technology market into the realm of a general consumer product. The report said another key to the continued growth could be the shorter time consumers are waiting to upgrade their music players. A May 2006 report from Robert Semple of Credit Suisse First Boston noted that the life cycle of an iPod has dropped from 2 years to 1.5 years, thus making Apple less dependent on finding new iPod consumers. Analysts are also saying the iPod brand has become so synonymous with the digital music player that when the average consumers decide to make the transition to digital music, they look for an iPod rather than consider the iPod product cycle or other MP3 players. According to one analyst, the iPod brand is becoming synonymous with digital music players in consumers' eyes, much like Band-Aids and Kleenex. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger gave UK Prime Minister Tony Blair a gift yesterday as they discussed everything from technology to global warming. The San Francisco Gate reported that he handed the Prime Minister an all-new 60-gig black video iPod as a souvenir of the trip yesterday. The music player was preloaded with 160 songs about California, and it has an inscription that said, "Presented to the Right Honorable Tony Blair, Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, by Arnold Schwarzenegger, Governor of California." Now let's just hope he knows how to use it. Last March, he admitted that he was an iPod idiot, and that his daughter had to take control of his existing one. Intuit has released Quicken Mac 2007, introducing comprehensive paycheck management, 401k investment management, as well as a quick entry dashboard widget. Other features include payment scheduling and payment for reoccurring items, reminders for irregular payments such as insurance premiums and estimated quarterly tax payments, and .Mac backup functionality, as well as others. The software's 401k feature allows users to download and track accounts, investments, shareholdings, and daily prices from within Quicken. Users can also download, track, and verify the accuracy of information contained in paychecks through its easy-to-use interface. The quick entry widget enables Mac users to enter details of expenses without running the application. Quick Mac 2007 is available now and requires Mac OS X 10.3.9 or later. A new wine guide is bringing wine enthusiasts a new audio format that has been specifically created for the iPod. Cyrano has introduced the Mark Phillips Wine Guide for iPod. It is designed to help new and seasoned wine students learn how to describe wine and how to buy wine. The new wine guide is recorded by Mark Phillips, who is the executive director of the Wine Tasting Association. The guide is compatible with macOS 10, 10.2, as well as Windows 2000 XP, and works with any iPod featuring a dock connector or click wheel, and is available now. Coming up, forget the diamonds, get her an iPod, when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Good morning, my good fellow. Welcome to Smith's Computer and Robot Repair. How may I be of service?
Yes, my Mac has crashed. Big time. I was about to save the annual report when...
My systems are not operating correctly, Tech Tool will always find the problem.
Excuse me.
Quiet, you platinum-plated nincompoop.
I'm sorry. You were saying? Anyway, my Mac totally crashed, and if I don't get this data back, my boss is gonna freak.
If it were not for Tech Tool Pro, my memory banks would have been lost in...
Silence, you motorized monstrosity!
It is not necessary that I stay here and be insulted.
Wait, robot, don't go. Are you telling me this Tech Tool Pro software can save me a trip to the repair shop?
Affirmative. I kid you not.
Don't listen to him, sir. No software product can match the technical skill and computer savvy of Smith's Computer and Robot Repair.
Baloney. That does not compute.
So, robot, where can I get this Tech Tool Pro?
From Micromat in Windsor, California.
Excellent. Thanks for the info.
You are welcome.
Find out more about Tech Tool Pro by visiting micromat.com.
I need a vacation.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. A free iTunes art software from NClass has been released, and now it offers lyric search. The second version of Corypio adds the ability to locate song lyrics to the application's existing capability to source artwork for users' digital music collection, and the lyrics can be viewed on your iPod. If you'd like to find artwork for music in an iTunes library, Corypio searches the iTunes Music Store, Best Buy, and Walmart, and lets users choose the best version of artwork to add to their collection. For more information on the free download, visit nclasssoftware.com. Secured has introduced the PodSafe. This is a portable locking security case for iPods that can fully contain your iPod, as well as provide a solution to help prevent loss or theft of your music, photos, or videos. The PodSafe case is made of durable high-impact polycarbon strengthened ABS material, which protects your iPod while allowing the user easy access to controls and playing features when it's locked. The PodSafe includes a 4-digit resettable combination lock incorporating a locking steel cable that allows the PodSafe to be easily locked to a backpack, briefcase, duffel bag, bicycle, exercise equipment, and of course, a golf bag. They haven't begun shipping yet, but if you visit the site at podsafe.com, you can leave them your email address and the company will contact you when they become available. Eloquent Software has released Live Dictionary 1.2.5. This is a Safari extension that adds fast and convenient dictionary lookups to the web. According to the company, once it is installed, it becomes a transparent part of Safari. A user can point to a word with the mouse cursor and its definition or translation appears in the pop-up window. The extension offers a wide variety of dictionaries for technical terms, general language, and bilingual usage. The new version uses exclusively public methods, meaning no more crashes when Safari is updated. Live Dictionary is priced at $25 US and it is available now. Now Software has announced a special promotion that is focused on family users of its group calendar and contact manager called Now UpToDate and Contact. The company is offering families 4 or 5 user packs that will allow family members to share calendars, schedule events, and share address books using the same business class features as businesses and organizations do. The family pack promotion is available for a limited time and it's only available for personal, non-business, or organizational use of Now UpToDate and Contact. The family pack is available in 4-user and 5-user packs of any combination of Mac and Windows users. Do you have an anniversary coming up? A recent survey has showed that jewelry isn't it anymore. Today's woman wants a new plasma TV or an iPod. The Girls Gone Wired survey was conducted by market researchers TRU for Oxygen. TRU surveyed 1,400 women and 700 men between the ages of 15 to 49 years old to compare tech attitudes among the sexes. They found that more than 3 out of 4 women said they'd choose a TV over a diamond necklace, a little white iPod over a little black dress. According to the study, 59% of women agreed with the statement women are much more tech-savvy than they give themselves credit for. The men don't seem to believe that one, though, as only 38% agreed. An article from USA Today stated that women are typically the decision makers when it comes to buying. The recent survey should be examined closely by advertisers. They should address the broad audience and not to talk down to women. According to Senior Manager of Industry Analysis for the Consumer Electronics Association, Steve Koenig, there have been some missed opportunities to market consumer electronics to women. So don't feel bad if you pass up the diamonds. The iPod is now considered to be girls' best friend. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.